Hey, I'm Anthony Reese. So what are colors? Well, when we're first born, colors are the first thing that we are given as infants. We are basically laying on the back in our crib, looking up at the carousel above us, and we see basically the colors of the different carousel figurines. Society has a way of teaching us colors as we grow from infancy to becoming toddlers, to becoming tweens, into our high school, college years, and adulthood. There's different colors for different parts of society. The fabric of our society is based around the colors. If you remember the late great painter, Bob Ross from PBS, he was notorious for being able to develop a landscape or cityscape or colorscape in a matter of 20 minutes to 30 minutes. What he would do in order to get into the mindset is he would start off with a blank palette, a blank canvas on an easel, and a row of tubes or acrylic paints. He would have an image in his head, or he would have a photograph that he would attach to the side of the easel. Therefore, when he was beginning to paint, he would have a visual scape that would help him insinuate the colors that he was going to need ahead of time. For example, if he was doing a winter scape and he was going to need a wintry, dark, gloomy, cold style, he would probably use grays, blacks, whites, browns, darker type of colors without any fall or spring or blues or reds or yellows. He basically would lay those colors out, put them on his little palette, and begin to create his painting. His landscape is the same as us in our soundscape. We as voiceover talent develop a soundscape to help us create the sound we want to develop, like a painter creates the visual components of their landscape, their cityscape, their countryscape, whatever it is that they're painting. There are five primary colors that we are given as children. The first thing that happens when we're in first grade is we go back to the basics. We are given a box of Crayola or rose colors, and those are primarily consisting of six primary colors. In the voiceover business, I've been taught, and I like to share, the colors of the primary or voiceover rainbow, what I call the five primary voiceover colors. That is the first thing we're going to discuss. Now, there are five colors that are primarily reflective in society. The black color, which you'll see on the paper, is used to present more of a sad, gloomy, depressive, corporate business, cold, calculated, dark, mean, and angry in animation games. And other areas, storms, tornadoes, grayer, darker, gloomier colors fall under what we consider the black color scheme. Now, like in all coloring graphic tools, you can have a darker color to a lighter scale, or what you call a gray scale. In the black color, you go from dark black, which is very mean, angry, demonic type of colors in gaming and animation, to a lighter gray scale, which is primarily reflective in corporate type environments. Cold, clinical, laboratory, other types of narrations and corporate business stuff typically is what I consider gray or a little bit stiffer or a little bit seriouser. Public service announcements tend to have a grayer, darker, more serious, tense, stressful feeling. So those collectively fall under the black color scheme. When you think of society, black represents mostly negative type stuff. Funerals, we wear black. Thunderstorms are dark. Tornado are dark. I hate to say it, but a lot of the ISIS and a lot of the negative things going around the world are used in dark colors. The black color scheme typically represents in the society fabric as we look at the world, a darker, colder, meaner, angrier, negative color scheme. When you look at the white color is what I mean to go to next. The white color is a neutral, safe, non-musical type of color. It is serious, classy, monotone, flat, lacks emotion, neutral, safe. Any musical movement of the voice is very limited. In a keyboard area or in the voiceover world, musically, that would be like a C or a D on the piano. C, D, C, D, C, D. You really don't move around a whole lot vocally. It is straight ahead. In the business world, we call that basically monotone and or what we consider to be one-dimensional sounding. Some people call it wooden. Some people call it one-dimensional. But it's very much, in the acting world, deadpan. It's lacking emotion. You can think along the lines of synthetic AI type of personalities, computer generated robotics in the old days. From the 2001 Space Odyssey movie, I think his name was Hal, if you remember. Hello, Bob, how are you? He had a very soulless sound. That is typically what white represents. It's a very neutral, safe color. In this case, white can also be used to represent classiness. It's very elegant. It can be very snooty, if you will. It can have a certain amount of flatness by intention to be a little bit more classier. The David Attenborough, for example, he's kind of flatter. Robert Clotworthy, who does Ancient Aliens, he uses more of a flatter. According to Ancient Alien theorists, he's a little bit flatter when he delivers his voiceover. Those typically fall under the color white, lacking a musical movement. When we go to the color blue, the blue color is predominantly used in most advertising and marketing that we run into as voice talent. The blue is a happier color. It's fun. It's warm. It's romantic. It's wise. It can be loving. It can be caring. It can be empathetic, sincere. Anything you think of blue typically falls under authority, bonding, trust, believe me, love, wisdom. Things that are happy fall under the blue. A lot of your major advertising, Mother's Day commercials, Father's Day commercials, Christmas stuff, fall under blue. Sympathy stuff, caring, love, tenderness, everything that is blue is usually a very happy, smiling type of color scheme. When we fall under the red color is notorious for being stop signs, emergency lights, sirens on police vehicles, exit signs in the movie theater. Fire hydrants are usually red. Red is notorious for being urgent, excited, energetic, up-tempo, faster, livelier, more aggressive, a little bit more hard-hitting, a little bit more over the top. When you think of the color red, it's a lot of the sports type advertisements, a lot of automotive sales, liquidation sales, infomercials that are high energy. Things that are red are typically more over the top, more excited, more urgent, or what we call to action as well. And the fifth color is the yellow color. It's a very musically alive color. It allows us to be musically from our lower register to our upper register, taking advantage of the entire three levels of voice register work. In the male voiceover world, that is bass, baritone, and tenor. In the female, that is alto, second alto, and soprano, typically lower G to upper second C on the musical scale. Those are basically the two or three areas that we vocally represent when we are using our lower, middle, and upper register. The yellow color covers that. It's a license to be musically alive. It's a very animated, musically alive color. Flaky, over the top, happy, cartoony, obviously like a SpongeBob character or a actor like Joe Pesci, who is known to be, how am I funny? Am I funny, huh? Come on, what am I talking about? He's a little bit wantier, a little bit yellower. Jim Carrey, very much an over the top actor, very yellow. Everything he does is way over the top. Smoking, you can think of smoking. You know, somebody stop me, all the stuff he does, all his one-liners are typically over the top. The late, great Robin Williams was another example of a yellow character, a yellow voice, somebody who is all over the top musically with their voice. Yellow allows us to be musically lively. So it lends itself to not just cartoons and animations and gaming voices, but it lends itself musically to just being a livelier voiceover delivery. We can deliver stuff a little bit more lively when we're using the yellow color. So to recap, the five primary colors of the voiceover rainbow: black, which is gloomier, sad, depressive types of voices; white, which are flatter, lacking musical movement, more monotone, a little bit more restrained within one area of the voice, a little bit flatter or deadpan, lacking emotion, simply put; blue, which is happier, fun, romantic, basically happy camper. Most of the advertising, general advertising, is in the blue color scheme. Reds, aggressive, over the top, up-tempo, faster, urgent, excited, lively, more aggressive, faster overall. And then the fifth color, the yellow color, very animated, very musically alive, very much a musically enhanced color that we use animated and non-animated to complement the other colors. Now, what do I mean by complement? Well, if you can have a primary color like black and or white or blue or red or yellow, but you can also have a primary and a secondary accent color, sometimes even a third color. For example, when you think along color schemes, we typically paint our houses using three different colors. We have the primary color, we have a trim color, and we have an accent color for the shutters and the doors or certain parts of the house, like the garage door or whatever. The same thing in the logo world. When we develop a business logo, we develop a logo using a color scheme. It may be red, black, and white. It may be blue, red, and gold. And the same thing when you can think of it in sports teams. Sports teams are color scheme. They are uniform, so their colors match. When we get dressed to go out to a dinner party, we try to be a color coordinated look. We wear a certain tie that reflects the shirt and the jacket. We wear another shirt that represents the jacket. We wear pants and slacks that go together with the jacket. You would never wear a polka dotted shirt with a striped pair of pants. It's common sense that it's a color scheme, color coordination. When we buy cars, we even try to color coordinate our cars and our boats and all of our toys so that truck matches the trailer we pull, or the boat matches the kind of truck or the car, or the camper or the RV matches the color of the truck or whatever. So you can see we are predispositioned as a civilization to color schemes. Therefore, when we are building a soundscape as voice talent, our job is to create a visual starting point that we use to reference. So for example, when you get the script and the script is given to you, you look at the direction that was given to you, you think about what the director wants as far as the pace, the tempo, the sound, the tone, the whatever they're going to give you directive wise. You think about who, what, when, where, why, who's the audience, what's it being used for, how's it being applied, what's the end result of this voiceover or narration? What am I developing, or character or game or animation? Once you know who your target audience is, you got the direction, you got a feel for what's going on, you read through the script a few times, not rehearsing it, but just read it so you can get the context of what's being read. Then you start with a visual soundscape, if you will, in your head. What color fits this best? It's like a great way to start, like Bob Ross, the painter, does. He looks at a visual image and he knows what colors he needs to create that image. We as voice talent read the script. We get the direction. We think about the target audience, the user, what they're doing, what their lifestyle is. Who is it? Is it men? Is it women? Is it seniors? Is it children? Is it toddlers? Is it high schoolers? Is it urban people? Is it country people? Is it city people? What, who, what, when, where, why? Once we have that together, we have a starting point to create the soundscape the same way the painter creates a visual scape. I'm telling you, from 30 years, if not more, in this business, I cannot tell you how powerfully simple this exercise really is. I have run into very few people who have ever thought about voiceover work from a color perspective. When they do this and they see this, it takes them back to first grade, but we go back to the basics. They start out with that five color Crayola box: blacks, whites, blues, reds, and yellows. The primary color can go hand in hand with the secondary color. And a secondary color can be accented by stealing from one of the other colors for a purpose. For example, let's say you're doing a really red over-the-top sales ad, but they want it to be a little bit less aggressive. They want it to be a little bit darker, a little bit meaner. Well, you're probably going to take the red color and you're going to mix that with a secondary color of gray, give or take, with a black. Let's say they want a really blue feel. They want you to be very happy, very animated, very lively, but they want it to be very positive. That's probably the blue with the yellow for the animated movement of the vocals. Let's say they want you to be a little bit more serious, less musical, but they want it to be really fast. That's probably white, using the red for the faster tempo. So you can see how when you mix and match these colors with a primary and a secondary, they are marrying one another for what they bring to the table. Basically, what do they have to offer each other? Yes, there are times where you strictly have a black standalone color, or you have a blue standalone color, or you have a red standalone color. But there are many times, if not more times, that you will mix and match one of the colors as the primary and a secondary color for its speed, for its musical liveliness, for its happiness, for its flatness, for its darker, seriouser. Let's say, for example, you're doing a villain character, and that villain character has a really fast moving voice. He's dark. She is lower pitched. She's an evil witch or a evil villain or whatever, but they want that vocal to be fast tempo because of time restraints in the cartoon. You would probably use a gray or a black voice with a little bit of the red fastness and the angrier tone and the evilness, if you will, of the red. So you can see how these colors, just like a painter, are very great for us as voice talent as a starting point, along with all the other techniques you're about to learn in the rest of this program. So let's go ahead and see what these sound like by letting me give you an example. Okay, so here I go. I'm going to give you an example of what these colors sound like, starting out with the black color. Now, remember, this is a public service announcement. It's going to be a little bit more serious. It's going to be a little bit more shock and awe, as I like to say, and it has a little bit more of a wake up kind of delivery. Wake up and realize being very serious. So with that said, it falls under the grayer area of the black color scheme. So here's an example of how this might be possibly read. A 2018 survey found that 69.4% of teenage smokers reported never being asked for proof of age when buying cigarettes in a store. Now, do you hear how I was being a little bit more serious, a little bit more slower, a little bit more dramatic to feel that grayer sound of my voice? Let's go for it again. A 2018 survey found that 69.4% of teenage smokers reported never being asked for proofs of age when buying cigarettes in a store. Now, that has a more dramatic feel. A normal read would be more like, a 2018 survey found that 69.4% of teenage smokers were never reported. That has a little bit more of a light in the pants feel. But when you apply that grayer, serious or blacker color, you get the right effect for the color of the color black. Now let's try the color white. In this particular context, the color white is a little bit more of a classier, elegant, higher quality type of feel. This particular brand of luggage made by Armani is very expensive, $20,000 to $30,000 for a five-piece set of hand-stitched Italian leather, alligator, kangaroo, you name it. They're very expensive. So they're very much for the world traveler jet setter. So with that in mind, this particular type of weed is going to have a little bit less emotion because it's white, but it's going to be a little bit more classy, but a little bit more restrained musically. Here's an example. The concept of impeccability, the mood of the Armani Summer 2017 RTW collection is translated in the accessory line through the creation of well-defined oversized products with a minimal sole. Now, do you hear how I stayed kind of in that C, D, or D, E, that main half to whole step range musically? I didn't move around. I didn't allow myself to go in and out of that little bit of the middle of my range of my voice. That's that wider, stiffer, non-musical feel. Here's an example again. The concept of impeccability, the mood of the Armani Summer 2017 RTW collection. Do you hear how I kind of stay somewhat restrained within that? That's what I mean by a thin pan, monotone, flatter, non-emotional musical movement. And in this context, we're trying to be a little bit more classy. Now let's see what the blue might sound like. The blue is a happier, fun, wiser, loving, caring, sincere, just a positive, happy camper, using the old cliche sound, and that we use when we deliver voiceover. The blue color is a major chunk of advertising. Here's an example. This summer, go cashless and control spending with a free family prepaid Visa debit card. Your family debit card is linked directly to your checking account and helps spend. See what I'm saying? Even though I'm stuttering and I had to recut those, you can hear the liveliness, the positive feel in the voice, in the delivery of my voice. Let's try it again. This summer, go cashless and control spending with a free family prepaid. See, so it's got that overall positive vibe going on. It makes you feel like everything's going to be okay. This summer, go cashless and control spending with a free family prepaid Visa debit card. Your family debit card is linked directly to your checking account and helps track spending. It's got that positive vibe. So let's give it a boot. Now the blue color. The blue color is a happier, funner, more make with the happy camper type of delivery. It ultimately reflects very positive, good quality, happy types of vibes. Again, very positive. A lot of advertising is done in the blue color. Let's give an example of what blue might sound like. This summer, go cashless and control spending with a free family prepaid Visa debit card. Hear that positive type of feel? There's a very positive influence, very much a, I'm feeling pretty good about what I'm hearing. This summer, go cashless and control spending with a free family prepaid Visa debit card. It's got that positive, up-tempo, a little bit happy, lots of smile, lots of energy, but yet it's not energetic or aggressive. It's just positive in its overall feel. That is a representation of what the blue feel might sound like. Now let's try the red color. Red is urgent, excited, in your face, over the top. It has a certain amount of positive energy behind it, but yet it is much more of an urgent or excited or aggressive type of read. Used for amusement parks in this particular context, auto dealers, theme parks, fairs, lots of sports type stuff. So here's an example of what the red might sound like. This year, enjoy our entire season riding the hottest coasters and the most awesome water slides this side of the Rockies with an Elis Garden season pass. Hear how it's faster, it's more in your face, it's a little bit more exciting, a little more energy. Let's try it again. This year, enjoy our entire season riding the hottest coasters and the most awesome water slides this side of the Rockies. It's got that energy. It's got that aggressiveness. It's got that level of excitement. It's got a certain amount of just aggressive, over the top, not in your face screamo, but a little bit more of that higher liveliness going on, more energy versus the blue, which is more positive. The red has a more exciting feel, an overall energetic feel. In this particular item, in the context of what we're reading, it's exciting, and it's about getting them to take action, motivating them to want to go to this particular theme park. And last but not least, the color yellow, which again is a very animated, fun, cartoony, musical, alive type of color. It allows us the freedom, the musical license, if you will, to go wherever we want musically with the voice. We are talking about Chuck E. Cheese's, which is an animatronic kids pizza place for like 4-year-olds to 11, 12-year-olds. It's basically a family pizza type environment with an arcade, a little crawl arounds, and little animatronic puppets and stuff. So it's supposed to be very family friendly, very positive, and have an overall feel that is safe and family friendly. And a little bit animated because we are targeting families and small children. So this is maybe how the yellow would come across in this case. Chuck E. Cheese is the ultimate place where a kid can be a kid and parents can enjoy every moment. That's why Chuck E. himself takes pride in, see how it's got that liveliness. It's got that yellowy musical movement, the freedom to go all over the place musically. It's alive, simply put. There's a certain amount of liveliness and colorness that's going on that allows for us to basically take it and run with it so that it has more musical life in it than all the other colors. Let's try it again. Chuck E. Cheese is the ultimate place where a kid can be a kid and parents can enjoy every moment. You hear how musically alive, there's a certain amount of liveliness that's going on in the vocal range of the voice. I'm going from my lower to my upper registers. I'm not limiting myself to the lower only or the middle or the upper. I'm allowing myself to go all over the place musically. Chuck E. Cheese is the ultimate place where a kid can be a kid. I'm going blah, 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 blah. I'm going all over the musical liveliness of the voice. Musically, it's yellow. And so those are the five primary colors: the black, the white, the blue, the red, and the yellow. Now it's your turn. Take a shot at these, record them, but first practice them until you feel like you've nailed each color, the context of the color, the meaning, the feeling, and the sound pack or the soundscape of each color. Go ahead and MP3 me each of those as single MP3s using the upload tool to bottom your lesson. I will listen to them and then I will send you back response within 48 hours, letting you know how well you did. And make sure to take the time to go ahead and self-quiz yourself as well on this lesson. I hope you have a good time and I'll see you soon and get ready for lesson 2 up next. Take care.